Cumulative Review 2. Exercise 1.
Endurance sports seem to be more popular than ever these days, especially in the case of cycling. Endurance cyclist Mike Croxford is with us today to tell us more about his sport. Mike, what's the difference between endurance cycling and ordinary cycling?
Basically, it's a question of distance. An ordinary cyclist will ride for about 50 to 100 kilometres and then stop, whereas the minimum for an endurance cyclist is at least 200 kilometres. Endurance cyclists ride just as fast as normal cyclists, it's just that they go on for much longer.
Mike, are there any special sports events for endurance cyclists to take part in?
Yes, there are. One of the most well-known events is the Paris-Brest-Paris ride, which is held in France every 4 years. Participants have to complete the 1,200 kilometres from Paris to Brest and back in a time limit of 90 hours. This doesn't give cyclists much time to rest. When they feel the need to sleep, they just get off their bikes and lie down by the side of the road for a 10-minute nap. When they wake up, they get back onto their bikes and carry on.
That sounds like a real challenge, Mike. How long do the winners usually take to finish?
Paris-Brest-Paris isn't actually a race, so we need to talk about first-place finishers rather than winners. The first time the event was held, back in 1891, the fastest cyclist finished in a time of just over 71 hours. But these days, the first cyclists complete the course in less than 45 hours.
That's quite an achievement. Are there any other important endurance cycling events?
Yes, there are. Probably the most difficult event for endurance cyclists is the Race Across America, a ride from the east coast of America to the west, which covers over 4,800 kilometres. In contrast to Paris-Brest-Paris, this event is, in fact, a race with a winner. Riders can compete either individually or in teams, and the race has a 12-day time limit. To complete the course, racers can't afford to sleep for more than 4 hours a day at the most, and the riders at the front sleep for as little as 90 minutes.
And how long do the winners take to finish this event, Mike?
The winner finishes in just over 8 days, which means cycling between 300 and 450 kilometres per day with very little sleep. As you can imagine, those that manage to complete the course are absolutely exhausted when they finish. A lot of competitors drop out because of an injury to a muscle in the neck, which is specific to long-distance cycling.
I'm not surprised. I'm afraid that's all we've got time for, Mike. Thank you so much for joining us.